Hello?
May I just speak to Mr. Hughes, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Scott. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal, sir. How are you?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, sir. I'm good. What's the weather like up there?
It's actually not bad for the last couple of days.
Yeah, sunny yesterday, but it's a bit foggy this morning.
That's not too bad. It's quite enough. It's quite nice, actually. I think it's, we'll wait till the morning. I'll be back raining again.
Yeah, it's meant to be hotter than Ibiza tomorrow.
Well, very good.
Yeah,
Too hot.
hopefully.
Too hot to be.
Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Scott, about
Yeah,
your case?
by the way.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Scott, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. My role as part of the investigation team is to go out and gather the evidence
Yep.
from your time in care. And more importantly, is to understand, the impact of your time in care, the trauma you faced, how that's had a lasting effect into your adult life. What I'll then do, Scott, is, I'll write you the GP, NHS trusts, any sort of drug rehabilitation centres. I'll gather that information and present that to the Scottish Redress team as an accurate, all-round picture
Yeah.
of not just only your time in care, but also
The knock-on effect.
the impact that time in care has had on you. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to just run you through some questions, the pretty tough questions. And I'll gather the information from you, Scott, if that's okay.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So do you or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety?
Yep.
Okay. Is that both, is it, or just one?
No, to me, it's much the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. And do you seek medical attention for either of the two?
No.
Okay. So your doctor doesn't know about your depression?
No, I just try to do it best I can.
Yeah, okay. Have you or do you suffer with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that both or one or the
Yeah,
other?
but they're both.
Excuse me. Does your GP know about the alcohol and the drug issues?
Well, they know about the alcohol, definitely, because of the way my body is. But apart from that, it's just basically cannabis I've smoked. So it's never been an issue with the doctor, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I get that.
He didn't like me smoking for she, whoever it is.
Yeah, it pulls the memories, doesn't it? Okay. Have you ever sought any sort of AA or any sort of alcohol rehabilitation
Yes, I have.
centres? Okay. I've got a tough one to ask you. Again, I'm so sorry for having to ask this one, but I
I'm
will
sorry,
give
don't worry
you.
about that. It's got thick skin.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Sorry you thought that was your option. Did that end up in hospitalisation?
No.
Okay. So with your permission, Scott, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to get any information I can, obviously, about your alcohol issues. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing, Scott. I don't need to. I'm your lawyer, or we're your lawyer, should we say. So we can request all of your information anyway.
Yes.
Do you said obviously you went to visit somewhere for your alcohol issues. Where was that, Scott?
Because I was it was a guy. I don't know if he's still there. He was in Portugal. Mary Hill. Just to the back of Mary Hill. I can't remember the exact name of the place. It was a social work place anyway. But the alcohol guy was in there.
Okay. Would you?
This was during lockdown.
Okay. Does your GP know it? There was a referral from your GP, Scott?
It was a doctor at the time, yeah, because I put myself in the rehab.
Okay.
And one of the hospitals. I can't remember what name of the hospital was.
Okay, I'll get all that from the GP's records. Can I think of your GP's name and practice details, please, Scott?
All I can tell you is it's Gaskadden Burn, and that's Drumchapel Health Centre. Gaskadden Burn, that's GARBSCA, I think it's DDEN, Gaskadden, and it's Burn, and that's Drumchapel Health Centre.
Okay. Okay. I'll write to them. What I'll do is, obviously, I'll gather that information. I'll also gather the information from your time in care. Craig Dew?
Yeah, that was one of them, yeah.
Okay. Where about was that?
That's in Port Shields.
Port Shields?
Yeah, the other one was Glen Rosa. That was also in Port Shields. This is at different times.
What council would that be in?
I'm just at the team in Glasgow City Council.
Okay.
Or South Clyde, as we used to call ourselves, whatever.
Okay. Okay. So once I get that information back from your time and care, I don't know if I've asked you this, but do you want me to share it with you, Scott?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So once we get that, I'll send it to you. We'll go through it together, me and you. So we're both singing from the same hymn sheet.
Yep.
We'll make sure that that you're happy. We haven't missed anything out. There's no, holes in any of the records. We'll make sure that all of your statements are as accurate as you want them to be.
Yep.
We'll obviously add your medical records to that. And we'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress team as a full picture of your time in care and obviously your adult life. From there, Craig, Scott, we will then get what's called a panel date, and where they will obviously judge our case. It's done behind closed doors, so we don't need to attend. And sent notice. Written notice of the outcome and any sort of recognition of what's happened to you in the form of an apology and hopefully some financial compensation for you as well, Mr. Hughes.
Yep.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's right.
Just to let you know, Scott, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. Glasgow City.
No, I understand that.
We know we're massively bottlenecked. And could that take us anywhere up to 10 months just to get the information back from them? But we will be doing everything in our power, i.e., threatening with legal action to get this information back in a timely fashion. That's what I'm going to be doing now for the next 6 to 8, 10 months. I'll touch base with you every month just to, let you know how I'm getting on, if I'm hitting any roadblocks or where I'm having success. And I'll walk you through now till the end, Scott.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's great. Thanks very much.
Okay. I just need to take you back a step, just to obviously make sure that you're fully aware of all of our fees. I have to do this with you just due to the sensitive nature of the case. And what other options are out there for you, Scott? So you are, or you can, actually applied to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, obviously you'd have to apply yourself, and if you wish, yeah, you'd gather your own evidence. So
I couldn't be asked really, that, to be honest.
Yeah. Nobody can.
Exactly.
Give them that option. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms that will help you apply, Scott, and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme,
yep,
where they get paid £2,000 for their clients, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, I can't legally go into those law firms' practices and, you know, with you and what they do, and probably more importantly, Scott, what they don't do for you.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme.
Right.
We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We're actually under some pressure to take the scheme, but we don't want it. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under what's called a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
And what that means is if you win, we win. You lose, we lose together.
Yeah.
And it's on me and us as a law firm to give you the best chance.
You're interested, make sure it's done.
Well, that's it. If you don't get paid, we don't get paid.
Exactly.
Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. It's like, yeah, actually slightly less. It's around about 19.2%.
Yeah.
But it would just say 20% for ease of, you know.
It's very off, yeah.
Yeah. So no matter how much time we spend on your case, Scott, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
On the flip side to that, because you've been through such emotional and hardship throughout your life because of your time in care, we will never put you under any financial pressure or hardship if we're unsuccessful with this case. What that means is if we are unsuccessful, we'll never come looking for any of our fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover our side.
Yeah.
So we'll never come looking for money from you, Scott. Is that okay?
That's fair enough.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Fantastic. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Scott, that you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware, I can restart that 14 days from now. Or alternatively, if you're happy with the process and our fees and you understand, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
Just fire away as you are.
Have to waive the 14-day. Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Scott, is you have my number now. If you save it, my name's Michael. You can give me a call anytime. There's no wrong questions to answer from your side. So if you need me, you can call me. If you want to have a chat with somebody that understands your background and what you've been through, I'm always at the other end of a phone call to you.
That's very legal.
I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and the outline of our process, and I'll touch base with you, like I said, every 3 to 4 weeks, Scott.
That's great.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, that's fine. We should know it's moving forward, though.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'll let you know how I'm getting on within the next 3 to 4 weeks. And
that's brilliant.
I'll keep touching base with you, Scott.
All right, great, Michael. Thank you very much. I'll speak to you soon enough.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.